guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Fierce Conversation. This is Alice Wheaton.
This is your girl, Mish.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey.
But before we even get started, I, Alice, would like to apologize for some of the comments that I made in the previous episode that we had. I said some things about Cardi B, and I was a very strong and proud member of the Barbs, and yeah, I didn't say anything wrong or incorrect. I'm just apologizing for the way I might have said it, because it could have come out better. She is still not my cup of tea. I was waiting for it. But no, all I have to say is, like, you can have your opinions and you can have your preference in terms of music. Cardi B is not my preference of music, but I get it now. Like, I get her. I get it. So, my bad for saying, you know, going that far or whatever and making it, you know, Barbie game. Bar versus bar type vibe or whatever. You know, it still is, but, you know, it could have been a lot nicer.
So, long story short, she's apologizing for being a hater. So,
that in you know, in so many words.
We accept. Barbie gang accepts. Thank you.
You're so much heartfelt apology.
It was long overdue. So, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah, okay now. All right, next thing. So, what about those goddamn dogs? I don't know, I guess was friends at one point and then they individually fell out. Long story short, Cuban doll and Asian doll was acting a motherfucker fool on the expressway.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you hawk somebody down for 10? She had to be Asian chasing doll, that girl for over 30 minutes.
Asian doll chased Cuban doll down
on the
expressway. Probably so, maybe Atlanta. I don't know.
They looked at like Atlanta.
But yeah. If you're going to chase a bitch for 30 minutes, you might as well just follow her wherever the fuck she going. How you going to ride down with somebody for 30 minutes?
How you going to waste gas riding down on
That's what I'm saying. If you going to commit for 30 minutes, bitch, you might as well go all the way.
I swear, that is true. Well, we know Cuban dog do go all the way. What happened with her and Rocky B.
Right. She might have been driving the bitches to a setup, so. Who knows?
Shit. Like, she ain't stopping that car, she pull up on her block and right. It's over with.
Follow me off this exit.
Right. Real. Bitch ain't playing no games. Like, I am cute. I do not fight, bitch. No thank you. Shit, but they young as hell. I feel a little bit bad even talking about them because they young as hell. They, you know how they say boys will be boys? Mm-hmm. Shit. A mad bitch gonna be a mad bitch.
But mad bitches always take things too far.
True. I think she took it too far with that Rocky shit, but.
And nothing ever happened after that? Like, I don't know what, like, after, you know, after Rocky got out or whatever, like, that was
She went back to her music, her and her management team parted ways. I saw that shit. And she, I guess, her doing the best she can, you know, holding up, maintaining the shit.
That's
okay. Cuban dog. I don't know what's going on with that girl.
I don't know that bitch winning or losing. I don't even know what to call it.
A little bit of all over the place.
She knows all kinds of stupid.
It's like, I've never seen her be on so many blogs. Like, she would be on, like, the light blogs or whatever. Mm-hmm. They might have a lot of followers, but not a lot of notoriety. But now, like, really big blogs are starting to talk about her. Like, she is everywhere on my timeline.
Yeah, she's all over the place, and she's not taking advantage of it. Her team isn't taking advantage of it. Like, even if it is, you are being, you are, like, famous now or fake famous from hate because people can't stand you and you getting all this hate from Barty Gang or whatever. Okay,
finesse bitch, off of that.
Capitalize off of it. Bitch, drop some music. She ain't doing shit but fake crying on IG.
Big facts. Big facts. Cause that shit ain't cool. Then she went on that rant. She went on around Twitter talking about how she wasn't the one with Offset. Cause that's what happened after the car chase. The friend went on Instagram posting about how Cuban Doll and Offset was supposed to have a threesome. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right, this is those text messages where she posted on the Instagram page.
Exactly.
So who was the other girl?
And Emma Foreign. I don't know that girl.
Okay.
I don't know her, but apparently, cause one of the commenters had told me that she a scammer or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So she do shit like that. Mm-hmm. But what up? Cuban just having one hell of a fucking December.
And ain't making no money. A dumb hoe.
I mean, she might be booking some walkthroughs or some shit, but the bitch definitely ain't plugging her music. I don't know. Not Nan Cuban song.
Nope.
Not a single damn one. No shade or whatever, but Again, she's just not my preference.
Definitely a marketing team up, baby.
Right. Here's my thing, though. If they all started out cool, are y'all familiar with the ASAP Mob? Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody is. It's like they could have did something like that with all the dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like they could have took it that route. Now they all beefing and fake fighting and kidnapping and shit. Like,
damn,
that would have been dope.
That would have been dope as hell. Yeah, all the dogs, but you know, shit. A bitch don't want another bitch to wear.
See, and that goes back to that stereotype that female femcees can't get along.
Yeah, but in this case. They're not getting along. And I don't think it's man manufactured. Like, the other beats and shit. Like, I don't think it's no dude on the outside of this, you know, pulling strings and shit. I think Cash Dog got mad one day, or probably was just tripping on Twitter, and then she went overboard or whatever. But then again, they said some sideways shit also. So. And they all young. These bitches ain't even.
So is she still riding with that Cash? Was it senior or something?
Cash Dog senior? Shit, I haven't looked on her page.
Let me see.
Look,
I ain't heard nothing else about it.
That shit tickled me so bad.
Yeah, I'm petty. But I mean, shit, she is. Honestly, Ice Me Out was dope. I liked the video that she had for that.
It's still on there, yeah. Cash Dog senior.
And it's like. I think in terms of like career wise, I think she has a lot of potential. Like,
I don't know, I wasn't feeling Ice Me Out as a single. Or as her debut single.
I liked it because I felt like it's one of them songs that you got to be like either in a car feeling yourself or whatever, you know, in the club you feel the bass and all that shit. But I liked it. Cash Doll was doing her thing, but that's my favorite doll. Anyway, Cuban Doll and Offset. Then we go into Cardi B. She posted that video of her.
I don't know why the fuck she did that. Why would you do that?
What? I think because Offset album finna drop, but who's to say that she'll go that far for number one to help her get another
one? I don't think so, and I don't know. Even if she was feeling like she wanted to separate from him, I just feel like why put that shit on IG? Like why even embarrass yourself like that when you know it's so many motherfuckers room for y'all to feel?
That's true. Like why give him the satisfaction of that shit? I mean, she probably could have been acting off emotion, though.
That's, yeah, I mean, but she young, and that's what young bitches do. Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, she let that hurt go on some wait and take tail type shit, you know? She had a couple drinks with Hennessy the night before, talking mad shit, you know? Went to sleep and like, you know what? I'm better than this shit. And she like, because once she do it that way, she know it's done. She know it ain't no coming back for that.
Right.
But he tripped me out when he commented on that shit. Like, y'all won. Then another comment, somebody was saying that Cardi was gonna have culture like courtside or whatever with another dude, and he's talking about some niggas that everyday be.
Yes.
Boy, if you don't get your pop drop and drop it ass, did y'all see that video?
You super jealous extra early?
Like come the fuck on, Offset.
You mad, but you got right.
Who does he scare? Like seriously.
The soap?
What is about him that is scary? And I ain't trying to come at him at his gangsterness, even though I think, honestly, on the block, he probably was, you know, not very...
Nah, ain't nobody scared of no dancing ass nigga.
I mean, like, come on. He looked like he was goofy. I said that he probably looked like he was Dirty Folks from that mugshot. But from that pop blocking video that was going around, he was clean as hell. So, you know, my bad. He wasn't a little Dirty Folks, but, you know, he probably was like... He a pack nigga. Ain't that what it is? Yeah, he probably had a little pack or whatever, and that was it. He won the club, but he don't scare no motherfucking body. That's all I'm saying.
It's just so not messy. It's so messy. And it's like someone's from y'all won. All you have to do is just not fuck bitches. Or not fuck messy bitches.
Not record yourself fucking bitches. Have these bitches sign up confidentiality.
A waiver.
Something.
Come on. Like,
God damn.
It's nigga. Better ways to move.
He's still out here cheating like a broke nigga.
Then a girl, Summer Bunny, she come out apologizing, making a whole video, crying, saying, Cardi, I'm sorry.
Them crocodile ass teeth.
If you want to show respect for her, then you shouldn't have posted the video. That should have remained private. Yep. Let her business be her business. You trying to get clout, but she's smart and cute. She finna drop a single on that ass. I don't know how it's gonna sound, but shit.
Like trash.
She a clout chaser. At least she getting a little money.
But don't, you're right, though, because, I mean, even if it's terrible, everybody's gonna click on it once. even, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going to click on it just to hear it a couple seconds and then talk shit about them. Like, so she going to be trending and all that shit.
What is called bait click?
Mm-hmm. I can see it happening for her. But, I mean, this shit all messed, like y'all was saying. Like, I ain't going to say like I feel bad or sorry for Cardi B because I feel like that's not the space that she in. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like, fucked up. Cause
like, damn,
it's unfortunate.
Like,
I mean, everybody saw it coming. For me, I can't see for nobody else. It's like, I feel like everybody saw it coming, but it's like, it was one of those things where you hope it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so obvious, but it's like, damn, it happened. Like, but it's like,
I didn't think it would happen so soon. I honestly did. Yeah. I thought they had a good 7 years. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna lie.
I was gonna say at least 5. I'm gonna keep it a buck. At least 5.
I saw it in them, you know, like, but
on some hood shit, like,
yeah, they because their schedules mainly is so busy. I felt that they were gonna keep trying. And then, like, when they finally calm down and start spending time with each other, is when the shit will hit the fucking fan.
Right.
But Lil Bunny Ho Ho came along.
Yeah, but then I saw that Cardi was flying for like 15 fucking, just to be with her daughter for 15 hours, then going back to Atlanta, going between New York and Atlanta, New York and Atlanta. Then it's Christmas time, all this shit. She could have just been tired and it not even been anything to do with Offset. Mm-hmm. You never know. But,
I mean, but you can only deal with a nigga constantly cheating for so long.
Yeah. Well, she outgrew him. I'm just saying that, like, it could be other things. Because she seemed like she in a different headspace.
Culture probably is playing a big part in this shit. Because it's like, I was more, before this baby came on, I was more focused on, you know, why you doing this, this, that, and the third. Now, oh, you want to fuck up? All right, cool. I ain't got time to worry about what the fuck you up here doing because you still want to be stupid. It's a whole life that depend on me, so fuck you.
That's true. I think it got a lot to do with they business and the individual personas also. Because, like, I don't know if y'all saw it, but Time Magazine named, like, or Complex did, like, a top MCs of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And they rated Cardi B ahead of Offset. Then Migos ain't get nominated for not a single Grammy.
Right.
And Cardi got 5. You know, Cardi is the bigger brand. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on in their household, but typically, when you're not equally yoked, and a man feels
some type of way.
You know?
And it ain't like she's throwing the shit in his face, but, you know, behind closed doors, he feels some type of way.
Yeah, when they argue and shit. We said that shit on a previous episode.
But that's comparing kind of apples to oranges in my opinion, because Cardi has an international artist. Like, yeah, Migos are famous. A lot of people have heard about the Migos, but Cardi has a whole different demographic outside besides Migos. Cardi has the Latin demographic. You gotta remember that shit. Mm-hmm. Migos doesn't have that. I don't know if they've worked with any Latin artists, but a lot of people consider Cardi to be a Latin artist. Or look at her as both Black and Latin. They don't do that with Migos. So that's the whole audience that she has access to that he doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I agree. But then when it comes to the awards, though, and the notoriety, I know Offset would have loved to have a Grammy nomination. Didn't they get nominated last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then also, I want to say something. People are going around saying that Cardi B is the only female rapper to get nominated for a Grammy this year. That is incorrect. I haven't looked at the full list myself, but Tierra Whack is nominated for a Grammy this year, okay? And Tierra Whack, that girl is coming. That's the new, I don't want to say like she like Missy Elliott, but her creativity, think Tyler the Creator, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I like her, but
Beyonce got a Grammy nomination or a couple of that bitch be rapping
up. True, she got, oh, yes. See? There you go. That's another rap bitch on the nomination list.
Like,
shit. I just want to point that shit out.
Well, congrats to Tierra Whack.
Yeah, because everybody getting focused on what Nicki did or didn't get, but
She got none, so,
you know,
I guess she's staying home this year.
I'm pretty sure that Miss Onika will be at the Grammys, because she never misses a good show. She gonna come in there looking beautiful, honey, beautiful.
Probably so, now that they fired that goddamn boy that messed up goddamn wig.
You know the one from Chicago they fired? They let go of him too?
That's what they saying, that he quit or he got fired.
Cause he
got, didn't like the drama. The bars went crazy.
Came at him for that wig, honey.
Damn, he wouldn't let her no time.
But did y'all see Ari in the video? Who? Ari. Do you have a baby mama? Mm-hmm. The girl from Chicago.
In the video.
Yeah, in Good Form.
I ain't seen the whole thing, so I couldn't even.
Well, she was in there.
I can only tolerate so much.
Ooh, the vein. If y'all could see the vein.
That's not a good song. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Good Form is not a good song. I don't give a fuck how many bad bitches you slap in a video. I still can't sit through that shit. It's not a good song.
Okay, you have your preference, and I understand. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to say. I be defending the fuck out of Nicki, but some of that shit she did was fucked up, though. I did want to go on record for saying that. Like, it was kind of a bully type.
It was overkill.
Thing with Cardi, and I think it's unfair that it comes off that way because she has more. I'm trying not to sound like a bitch, but she got more power, like notoriety, like she's the bigger brand. Mm-hmm. It came off like she was being a bully because she like used her power to come for Cardi, and Cardi was just kind of, you know, in the moment. But I just wanted to point that shit out. Say apologies for that shit.
I don't think the people heard that one.
Man, this is it. It's like trying to bag him. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, Cardi will be alright though. I think that she'll be alright. I'm kind of excited. Well, I ain't gonna say excited, but more so anxious to hear what her second album is gonna sound like, because she really seems like she's putting it. That's what's gonna tell us everything that we want to know.
I think it'll be more mature music from her.
Yeah, like I think maybe, it'll be her.
Yeah, her voice. More her voice instead of just a bunch of niggas writing songs that she just, you know, reciting.
Well, at least you can tell the truth. Now I gotta ask.
Look, I'm not 100% biased, okay?
How do you feel about her getting nominated for Record of Album of the Year and she didn't write the whole album?
So?
She put the work into it. She just had a little help.
A lot of y'all faves do. So what? Huh? Add her to the list.
Oh. Check me out. Okay. Congratulations, Cardi B. But no, I like Cardi B because she's starting to be a bitch again. And I like that. Like, I like obnoxious and just annoying ass bitches. And she's starting to be like obnoxious and annoying. And I like that shit. So I fuck with Cardi B now, as long as she not doing that, you know, that brand shit she be doing. You know what I mean? Like, when she tried, she speak a little bit more proper and,
yeah,
you know, a little bit more demure and that okay, that she do, it lose a couple R's, you know, it's just, okay, no. I don't like that part, but I like her when she being herself, and that's what it seemed like. Money, that sound like Cardi.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for old whole Cardi to come back.
I think it's good.
Just a little bit more mature. Just a little bit.
Yeah, put your mama there.
Right.
You know? Shit, I can't suck your dick after three, you know. Call me after nine, baby. I gotta put the baby down.
Right.
You know? Can't be too loud.
Oh my gosh, let's talk about, what's her name, Culture? She is so cute. Look, I'm not gonna lie, because that picture that leaked to the paparazzi, I was like, ooh, girl, I don't know. But she is so adorable. She's a little cutie pie. I'm glad she turned out cute.
So. I'm glad she didn't turn out looking like Offset's ass.
But she do. She favorite. I think she like a little mix of them together. Like, she a perfect little combination.
Little chubby cheeks.
Do you think it was a coincidence that everything happened and then she released that pic?
I don't think it is.
I think now that she like not with him no more. Like, okay.
Like, she free.
Do you think she's really done with Offset, though? I don't think so.
That's the baby first Christmas. That ass is going to be fucking Christmas Eve.
I mean, this one's going to be fucking. Do you think she's going to leave him, though?
I don't think she's going to leave him, because, I mean,
I want to say she might back off for a little while.
I think it's going to be that.
But I think they're going to try to shoot it
typical
out.
Typical hood shit. She going to pack a bag. She's going to stop it at the door. Get what I'm sorry.
Oh, so you really going to leave?
Right.
You really going to leave? That's, I don't see them breaking up. I just think that they probably had a moment.
And they're both so young. You know.
Yeah.
Not excusing what he did, but it's like,
when you get older, cheating it ain't the deal breaker all the fucking time. And right now, where they at, I mean, who gonna understand them the way they do?
Right.
You know, the tour dates, the fitting in town with their child,
video shoots.
But it's just that level of disrespect. Like, oh, that's hard to stomach. That's hard to stomach. A bitch, you gotta hear. You and the whole world gotta hear about every time your nigga cheat on you. Cause these hoes clout chasing. So they gotta go tell everybody and put it
like,
on IG.
Like, I'm fucking Cardi's man and why?
They gotta record it. That's just a lot. That's a lot. Even for a regular bitch.
I mean, especially the bitches that's fucking him. This, because, you know, that's Cardi dude.
And then it's like, you know, they
fourth time getting recorded?
They some rats. It's like, okay, Cardi is a rat too. But
she a rich rat.
A rich rat with a fucking career. You know, with her own shit.
She's
out here
rich rat.
Fucking these bottom feeding clout chasing assholes.
That's going backtracking. He's feeling some type of way about, you know, Cardi, you know, kind of, you know, being more than him. You, so he gotta dig under Cardi and scrape off the bottom of the barrel.
And make him feel good. That's really why me and Bichina don't got shit to do with that girl. Because I'm pretty sure Cardi doing everything that a woman's supposed to do to the best of her ability. Mm-hmm. Just if a man ain't feeling like a man, or if he want to go sniff something else out,
it's gone.
The only thing that's better than good pussy to a nigga is no pussy. That's it. Curiosity kills the cat every fucking time. Simple as that.
Well, all I know is we better get some fire ass music off of this shit from Cardi.
Yeah. Speaking of music, I want to know again what Lil Kim, she puts her album back. What Lil Kim album supposed to be sounding like? Because Mariah Carey want to get Cardi B and Lil Kim on the remix of her song. No, 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 I think.
Mm-hmm. The last I heard is that it was in the works. I don't know if that's true or not.
I saw a tweet, I think it was a tweet, or it could have been a repost of that shit. I'm anxious to hear that shit.
I fuck with it. I like all three of them. It could be a bop.
Especially right around the spot.
But I need Mariah to sing, though. I don't want to hear that whisper, Mariah. I don't want to hear that shit.
No.
Don't get on this song whispering, bitch. Don't do it. That song has the potential to be, like, iconic. You know what I'm saying? So she don't have to sing down.
I'm excited for it. If they do go on ahead and put it together.
And no auto-tune Lil' Kim. If you hear this, no auto-tune Lil' Kim. Please don't do it. I don't want to hear that shit either.
We want all natural.
We want hardcore Kim.
Man.
Yes, because whoever do her auto-tune, oh my God.
Smoke a couple cigarettes before you go in the booth, sir. We want that raspy Kim.
Right.
For real, that New York street Kim. But I'm excited to hear about that shit. That shit would be dope as hell. Everybody be talking about Nicki because Kim and Cardi and Mariah don't like Nicki supposedly.
Right.
Then Cardi and Meek had that single together, whatever. Nicki looks like she cool. Like she living her life. She don't even care. She don't even care enough to give us another episode of Cream motherfucking radio. Got me wasting $9.99.
How many episodes did she do? Like 10? She did a few of them.
Okay, a few of them.
Like,
every
did she
week,
only
she was supposed to have
radio out of
anger. Oh, it was supposed to be like permanent.
Well, yeah, she said get used to hearing her, and we did.
But then
and
we need
she
Nicki every single week. What could Nicki possibly have to talk about every?
Okay,
week?
She could have promised us something different once a month or something. I know I'm still paying $99
every 2 weeks.
Okay, I'm cool. I'm with the once a month thing, but every fucking week.
I was enjoying it.
Girl, you are not that.
She needs to come out and say something about this whole thing with Travis Scott and 6ix9ine, because when Nicki was saying the same shit, she was the fucking liar. That's all I'm saying. Do y'all heard about how they said Travis had the number one album, but then they had a miscount, and now 6ix9ine has the number one album. Nicki said the same shit, and apparently Travis Scott was selling his shit on Cyber Monday for 99 cents and counting that as album sales. Like he sold tickets to his tour before he even had the tour in the works. But when Nicki said it, she was a bitter ass bitch. And she was doing too much.
Why
she bipolar. Oh, now he's desperate. Nicki was desperate when the shoe was on the other foot. Because it's 6ix9ine, because it's the man, now y'all kept.
No, I'm just saying, like, 99 cents and
shit.
That's
a reach.
99 cent on Cyber Monday.
That's what I'm saying.
And to get another number one while you're single number one, I guess that's how he was thinking. But he started them pictures leaked the old girl, and that he was like, Kardashian was like, fix that number one. Fix that.
Snipe his ass right off. That's like,
fix that. What's their mama name?
The curse of the Kardashians.
What's their mama name? Chris was like, cut that shit. No number one. Because he had the number one album and the number one single, which was good because his number one came back, because the album came back to number one after being on the charts for so long. And then his tour was getting all this publicity and all that shit. That was a good look until that picture, that fake air quote picture came out. Dude came out saying that he just was doing a social
experiment.
That's
the fucking stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
He had to think of the quickest lie. And unfortunately, it was not a...
I don't know what's true or not, but both of them niggas, the real one and the fake one, ugly as fuck. So I don't know what bitch you want to kiss them niggas, but okay.
Don't be talking about Kylie Mann. That's a boo-boo.
Fuck her too.
That's what cornhead is.
Who the fuck I want to kiss? Whatever, that's not what we here to talk about.
Oh my goodness. But shit, I'm just saying, all these people that everybody said Nika was being all emotional about, that old Nika voodoo is real, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I mean, Nika is cool when she not acting like she off her meds or on some meds.
Shit. How she off meds and all the stuff she said was true, though.
Come on, it was the delivery.
I was going to say thank you, but you know her delivery was...
It was the delivery.
Her delivery was OC and you know it. You know it.
It was the delivery. She was spitting some real shit, but it's like the way she was saying the shit, motherfuckers. That's why motherfuckers was thinking she was doing crack.
Let's be real. That bitch was clowning. She was clowning for
because
real.
Because she was a passionate black woman.
Oh my God.
How she felt.
No.
She was doing too much.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Coming from black women. Absolutely. Who have to go into these offices every day and deal with that type of oppression?
I want you to go in your office and yell to freedom and see if you still have a job.
A motherfucking lie. I ain't even lie. Shit, a lie. Shit, I don't even say good morning. I get asked to nod. But anyway, I'm just saying, y'all, her delivery may have seemed a little too much to some. But it's both valuable to me because sometimes you just want to go off. Fuck them
all the time. Yeah, sometimes.
And I'll enjoy seeing
it. It was for like, a month
straight.
Like, she was just going bananas. That's why motherfuckers thought she was on some shit. Like, she was bugging that bad.
It was liberating seeing her do that.
But she did just bug out like that?
Yeah, she bugged out like that. And it's like, she's still dropping, like, major deals. Whether people like it or not, she's still signing them deals. And, like, to be in that position where you can act up at your job and still have a job and make more money. Shit. I was eating
Fuck you,
up.
fuck you. Kick your feet up from the desk.
That's all the fuck I'm saying, shit. I enjoy seeing it or whatever. Like, she wasn't right all the time. I admit that, but.
Whoa, did you hear that thunder cloud? Did you hear that thundercloud? You said she was not what?
Anyway, I just want to also say that Tink dropped a new album called Different. No, not a new album. I'm sorry. She dropped a new single called Different. And also, if you guys don't already know, our mixtape, She Rap Better Than Your Man's 3, is dropping December 20th. Hope you guys support it. It'll be on streaming sites, and we'll upload the link once everything's ready on December 20th. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode.
Wait. We took our birthday shout out. December 3rd, the baddest, the queen bitch of all bitches, Miss Trina. Her birthday was December 3rd. She is 44. Yes. And also your fave, Nikki, just had a birthday.
Today. December
8th. Oh, yeah, it is
today.
Happy
birthday, Nikki. She is 36. Oh, Nika Tanya Mirage. Happy birthday, girl. Even though I'm your only supporter over here.
We ain't haters, though. We'll still tell a happy birthday.
Right. She don't want y'all. Hello, daddy. Happy birthday.
Oh, the fuck it is.
The fuck? Anyway, goodbye, party gang. Whatever. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Fierce Conversations. We look forward.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.